The Sky's Embrace, Chapter 1, The Ambassador's Watch. The blade slid over the block in swift, precise movements. Each stroke nicked into the wood, neatly slicing a sliver from its hole. The newly freed shaving fell away cleanly, only to be caught by the wind and hurtled into the world beyond. Cornelius Benz admired his handiwork. Each careful chisel had whittled the carving into the willowy form of a maiden dancing. His voice boomed with the jovial assurance of a drum. "What do you think, lad?" He held up the wooden dancer for his companion to assess. The young man he addressed, Carson Pearson, turned from looking out on the forward deck to regard his handiwork. Unlike his older companion, Pearson's voice was careful, inexperienced, and was occasionally as shrill as that of a cracked reed in a flute.
"It's quite striking, Ambassador. How long have you been working on it?"
Ben shrugged. "Here and there for a couple weeks. I hope to have it finished before our next shore leave, so I could give it to my youngest daughter, Willowmee. Her 6th naming day is approaching."
"I'm sure she'll love it," said Pearson.
"She better," Ben's laughed. "Or I earned all these splinters for nothing. Ah, me. She's worth every sliver and more."
Unsure how to respond, Pearson diplomatically nodded. He glanced out on the deck. A moment later, he sighed himself.
"Ambassador, do you ever get weary of this view?"
Benz looked out beyond the deck at the vistas of greens and blues that were painted before his eyes. Wisps of clouds drifted below them, partially obscuring the mountain ranges and forests. He could just make out the Eastern River Falls raining down on the mountains off in the distance. He glanced up at the encroaching island-sized branch suspended leagues above them. The sun glowed brilliantly through the canopy of mountain-sized leaves that hung high above, where the air was cold and thin. It was a beautiful day. Benz replied with an easy smile.
"I can't say that I have, lad. It's beautiful sights like these that keep me skybound."
He chuckled.
"Of course, it's my wife's beauty that keeps me returning to Brom's blessed earth."
Pearson's pockmarked cheeks creased with a small smile. Benz glanced up at his back and chuckled.
"What is it?"
Pearson asked. Benz shook his head.
"It's nothing, lad."
In many ways, Benz was the antithesis of Pearson. Whereas the young man was thin, alert, and drank in the sky with every sweep of his gaze, Benz greeted the sky's view with the ease and familiarity of an old friend. He sat on the deck, his ample bulk spread out around him, as he lounged against the ballista's fixed mouth, one foot dangling over the edge. The naked wind beneath tugged at his boot. Unlike his younger companion, this was far from his first watch. Pearson turned from staring at the sky below them and asked,
"Have you ever seen any godlings, Ambassador?"
Benz nodded. "A fair few. They're not that uncommon once you venture away from the civilized lands."
"Have you ever been attacked by one?"
Benz considered the question as he shaved another sliver from the block.
"There have been a few worrisome moments here and there, but we have never, thank the parent gods, had to directly confront a godling. Most of the more hostile godlings are deterred by the Windsinger's presence. Not many of them want to offend one of the mother goddess's acolytes."
"What about monsters? Have you ever faced those?"
"Good gods, yes. Brom knows how many of those blighters I faced on this ship."
He patted the ballista behind him.
"That's why the captain is so staunch about us testing our maneuvers on these things. We faced giants, dracos, and harpies aplenty."
Pearson's face flushed.
"Harpies?"
Benz chuckled.
"Yes, harpies. The torment of every lonely sailor. Heads and torsos with the supplest breasts of the fairest maidens you ever hoped to encounter. Funny how your adoration vanishes the moment they get up close. If their wings and talon-like hands do not deter you, their stench of weak old blood and piss will be sure to curb even the most carnal appetite.
Harpies can make even the bodiest of sailors swear off women for a while.
Pearson's eyes bulged. Really?
Benz nodded.
Honest and truly.
Were you in the Catani War?
Good gods, how old do you think I am?
No. I was too young when the war broke out. I was about to be recruited when those Draco-loving blighters called for peace. If you want to know about the Catani, you need to ask Spider, or even the captain himself.
Oh, I didn't mean offense, I just... Benz waved the remark away.
Think nothing of it, lad.
The bell above his head rang. With a groan, Benz started to haul his immense frame off the ground. However, before he could reach the speaking tube, a young hand lifted the latch on the tube. A sailor, only a few years older than Pearson, but broader of shoulder and sure of carriage, spoke into the tube.
Lower deck. Ayo here.
Ayo grinned at Benz as he listened to the voice carrying from the other side. Benz could just make out the muffled yet gravelly voice of Lieutenant Akeem. Ayo nodded.
Yes, sir. I'll let him know right away, sir. I'm sure we'll take care of it post-haste.
Lower deck out. Benz arched an eyebrow. A small smile played at his lips.
And what, pray tell, are we going to take care of right away, Master Ayo?
Didn't want to disturb your... watch. Ayo's eyes flickered to the carving of the wooden dancer. But Lieutenant Akeem noticed that our starboard side's wing sail was tangled on the horizontal mast. He says we're drifting. Benz looked past him and saw that the canvas of the wing sail had gotten tangled on the end of the mast.
So it is, he noted. We should call for them to drop canvas on the top side mast, and we'll do the same here.
Ayo laughed.
That's how you want to play it, Ambassador.
Do you have another suggestion, Ayo?
Asked the older sailor.
I bet you I could climb out there on that mast and untangle that straw myself. His grin broadened as he tugged on the rope tethering Ben's bulging harness to an overhead bar. In fact, I bet you I could do it without a safety line.
You'll do no such thing, sailor,
Ben snapped. All his good nature and amusement vanished in an instant as he jabbed Ayo in the chest with his finger.
If I ever catch you making a blighted fool suggestion like that again, I will personally make sure the captain demotes you back down to fledgling rank sailor.
Ayo's expression froze. You would. Benz took a leisurely swipe of his carving as he smiled at Ayo with hardened eyes.
Try me.
Ayo looked away first, flushing. Benz motioned him back at the offending sails.
Off you go, lad. Let's see if your muscles can keep up with your mouth.
Ayo saluted.
Aye, sir.
Benz shooed him away.
But make sure you tether your fool behind in first before you get on with it.
Ayo took the coil of rope from his harness and tied it to the runner sails and set off to the stern of the ship. Ben smirked at as he watched him go. He caught Pearson's eye. He nodded to the young man's harness with a coil of rope secured only to his hip.
You might want to make it a practice to keep yourself tethered in, lad.
Pearson nodded and hurriedly unbound his rope. In his haste, his foot got tangled in the coils. He tripped, stumbled back, and toppled backwards over the railing. His hands clawed at the empty air as the world below him expanded before his eyes.
What? Ah!
Lad!
Pearson had one brief instant where he stared at the ground upside down. Something slammed into his chest, and his descent halted. He craned his neck to see a wide-eyed Ben staring down at him. One of the big sailor's hands grasped the railing. The other gripped his harness. Something tumbled beyond his periphery. Both men watched the carving of the dancer plummet to the ground far below. Benz regained his swagger with a smile.
Not to worry, lad. I got you.
He heaved the young man back up with a mighty jerk and planted him on his feet.
There you go, sailor.
Benz then took Pearson's rope from him and tied him onto the runner rail. He slapped him on the shoulder.
Lasimu would be more than happy to take you into her embrace, lad.
But she is hardly known for stopping those who embrace her from meeting their destinations on the earth below. Pearson gasped and gulped in rapid succession. He stared up at the older sailor, wide-eyed.
Ambassador,
You lost your daughter's sculpture.
Ben slapped him on the shoulder. Not to worry, my lad, not to worry. There'll be more carvings, but there's only one you.
Ben glanced at the sailors stationed on the other side of the lower deck. They stared back with varying levels of shock. He caught Ayo's eye and shouted,
That's why you crew blighters always harness in!
Several sailors stared down at their ropes and hastily tied them in. Ben turned and chuckled.
Why don't you sit for a spell, Master Pearson? Reclaim your nerves. I'll take a turn at the view.
Okay,
Pearson said shakily. He sank to the floor and leaned against the ballista with his head in his hands. Ben took a deep breath and took in the view. He paused. Something moved in the distance. He picked up the nearby spyglass and brought it to his eye. He cursed. Damnation.
Pearson looked up. What is it?
Ben ignored him as he opened the messenger tube's hatch and pulled the bell ringing the aft castle. A gravelly voice came through.
Yes. Lieutenant Akeen, we've seen something on the horizon, sir.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sky's Embrace. I hope you've enjoyed the exploits of the crew of the Maiden's Arrow as they navigate the perils of the clouds. If you like this story, perhaps you might like other tales created by me, Christopher Chansey. My other podcast, Theater of Heels, is a superhero adventure following fangirl hero wannabe Erica Belfry, who found the world behind the mask was not what it seems. I have another podcast titled Stories by the Fire, which is an eclectic range of short stories and longer epics told in a darker ambiance. All these tales and more are available on my website, ChristopherChansey.com, and on my YouTube channel. My novels are also available on Amazon.com and other fine book retailers. If you'd like to support my work, please consider joining my Patreon family at patreon.com/ChristopherChansey. There you get exclusive insights and sneak peeks into my work, projects, artwork, and novels, as well as get access to exclusive merch. As always, thank you for stopping by and listening. May you always find favorable winds on your journey. Farewell.